This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, I'm really sad to tell you this, but Michael Sumler, who was known as Chicago Mike in Kool & the Gang, was killed in a car accident. He was 71 years old. Car accident, Chicago Mike, part of the band Kool & the Gang, has been killed in a car accident. Really sorry to hear that. I'm sure the music will continue, but I'm very, very sorry to hear that. All right, so the announcement of the bands for Uncle Sam Jam coming up the 4th of July weekend has been announced. This is for Lafayette Park. It is a free event, and among those performing, and we'll go over the rest of the list later, Don McLean. So how many times have you heard the song American Pie? How many times have you tried to figure out what the song means, or what does this mean, or what does this mean? There's so much imagery. I can't think of a song that contains as much imagery as American Pie. It's a fascinating song. I had a great conversation a few years ago with Don McLean about the song and just about writing it and all of that. And it's a fascinating story. And if I don't get a chance to talk to Don McLean himself, I'm going to replay that interview before Don McLean appears at Uncle Sam Jam. But I'm going to see if I can get him back on the phone and talk to him again. It's a fascinating conversation, but Don McLean is going to be there. So you are going to hear the guy who wrote the song. You're going to be able to hear and see him sing it at Uncle Sam Jam. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It's a rainy Thursday afternoon, but you heard Peyton Malone in the forecast. It's going to be an incredible weekend. I mean, cooler temperatures during the morning and at night, and not quite as hot during the day, and less humid and sunny, and there's a lot of activity going on this weekend, so it should be great. Remember, a flash flood warning remains in effect until 4:39 for Orleans, Jefferson, and St. Bernard parishes. I've told you that I'm really into the NBA playoffs this year, and I know the Pelicans are not even close to being there yet. I mean, hopefully next year's a different story. I would love for them to be part of that, but I've really gotten into it. Coleman, are you into the NBA playoffs at all? You've been watching?
No, I'm into wrestling. But
more to wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, but I do see the highlights. They tell me, you know, Halliburton's doing a great job.
I mean, some of these games have been so close. But last night, Oklahoma City absolutely destroyed the Minnesota Timberwolves. It destroyed the Timberwolves. And so OKC, Oklahoma City, wins the series 4-1, and they move on. What I like about Oklahoma City winning is, you know, relative to NBA cities, that is considered to be sort of a minor market. It's not some big, you know, hotshot market like, you know, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, Dallas. It's, you know, it's not a hotshot market. So it's sort of a laid-back, smaller market in the NBA. So I love that they're moving on.
Well, I guess that dispels the rumors. You know, people always say, oh, they try to rig the games for bigger markets like Los Angeles, New York, and if it's a smaller town, you know, they'll the refs are cheating,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
The, not had that market on the air prime time.
No, it's true. And then I'm really pulling for the Knicks. And Mitchell Robinson, who plays for the Knicks, he played at Chalmette High. And look, I love the Knicks. I love the story of the Knicks. And if you think about it, the Knicks and Oklahoma City, they built their teams the right way. And they didn't try to build their teams like the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm so glad the Lakers got knocked out early. In fact, I think it's the first time they've been knocked out in the first round in a long, long time. But I'm still pulling for the Knicks, but the Pacers are just doing so well. The Pacers are killing the Knicks with three-pointers, and the Knicks are having trouble with defense in some moments during the game. So, hey, we'll see what happens tonight. I'm going to watch as much as I can. All right, I'm Scoot. We have a lot to talk about. Ian is off today and tomorrow. He is moving into a new apartment. And, hey, I told him I would love to help. Yeah, Ian, I'd love to help you, but I'm going to be on the air. So I'd love to help you, but I can't help you move. Actually, if I will text Ian and say if he does need any help, I will be happy to help him. So Coleman and I are going to do the text messages today, and we'll get to some of those. President Trump just kind of really exploded when a reporter told him what taco meant in terms of his tariff plan. Some Wall Street insiders have picked up on the term TACO. It's an acronym. And it was started by a journalist for the Financial Times. And TACO stands for Trump Always Chickens Out. Well, he didn't like that. But there's truth to that. All right. Also, next hour, we'll talk about music icon Smokey Robinson is filing a $500 million defamation countersuit against his sexual assault accusers. We know that some women try to allege that celebrities have sexually assaulted them because they're trying to get money. And man, that ain't right. That is not right. It's not fair to men. And this is in no way defending men who sexually assault women, but women should not claim they were sexually assaulted if they were not, because that ruins it for the women who really are sexually assaulted. All right, I posted a video on my Substack account, Scoot on the Air Substack. I hope you'll join me there. I'm going to start doing more on Substack than on Facebook and Instagram, so you know, if you enjoy what I do, and if you enjoy responding, positive or negative, to what I post, there's going to be a lot more on Substack. Different audience, different platform. I am loving it, and I hope you will join me on Scoot on the Air Substack. But there's a video there about one of the other reasons, other than money, one of the other reasons that Donald Trump, as president, is pardoning so many people. And you can check that out and comment on that as well. All right, this hour, well, last hour we were talking about whether or not the New Orleans Yat accent should disappear. And younger generations are not adopting it, and they're not being taught the Yat accent. So the Yat accent is kind of disappearing. And there's some indications from research that this kind of started with Katrina, and that would make sense because a lot of millennials moved here to help rebuild New Orleans, and they stayed here, and they are contributing to our population here. And so the traditional Yat accent is kind of disappearing. I'm okay with that. I mean, it can be depicted in movies, and, you know, we can joke about it, but I don't think we need to be, going around saying, hey, where you at, darling? You know, where you at, doll? I mean, that's really kind of a Brooklyn accent kind of thing, you know? And I don't know, you know, some of these people, they talk around here, they just sound, you know, they sound yatty, and I'm not a big fan of it. So I don't care if it kind of disappears. Do you? I mean, is it something that should be preserved? You know, there was research from Virginia Tech professor Katie Carmichael, and she said a lot happened after Katrina. She also is pointing out that, you know, we've got interstate through here, and that has changed things over the years. And I talked last hour about how we are not as colloquial as we used to be. No city is, because of mass communication. We're all exposed to the same thing at the same time. We're all influenced by essentially the same thing. So it's sad in one way that cultures are not as different as they used to be, but we can't help that. It's the manifestation of mass communication, and I don't think it can be stopped. So there are some positive things about that, but some negative things about it as well. But losing the Yat accent, I don't think that's a big problem. But coming up, I want to talk about conservative podcaster YouTuber, Ben Shapiro. You know what Ben Shapiro looks like? I mean, he's like a really, really straight conservative looking guy. Not all conservatives look like Ben Shapiro, but he's a really straight conservative looking guy. He's bashing Taylor Swift and others for masquerading as 17-year-olds. And he said, if you're an adult, you need to act like an adult. Man, I totally disagree with that. So we're going to talk about that this afternoon. But let me get to a couple of calls that are left over from last hour. Let's go to Tony, who is in Metairie. Hey, Tony. Welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scooter. Hey, baby. Where you at,
man? Hey, man. I'm right here, man. Where you at?
Oh, I listen every day. I gotta respectfully disagree with you, and everybody agree to disagree. But it's been some time. My wife Rita and I, we've actually done some immersive training for young people who are falling away from the accent. Our young adult talking schools for YAT and charter schools. Where it came to me a couple of years ago, seriously, I was at a festival down at Lafayette Square, and there's a bunch of kids in from different schools and milling around. They're looking at their phones, and kids were walking around. They walked past each other, and not only would they not look up from their phones, they didn't ask each other where to go to high school. I was floored. They didn't. Yeah. They didn't care.
Yeah.
You know what kind of people we bringing into the city? They don't, beyond the accent, they don't care where you went to high school. What's up with that?
Well, that's the big thing, you know. It's a big thing here. So, hey, where'd you go to high school? To which I respond, I didn't go to high school. I went to East Jefferson.
Oh.
All right, Tony. But listen, so wait, are you serious? You teach YAT?
Well, we've had a few students so far, and just it's part of heritage. You know, the YAT accent isn't just. Like you said, it's a amalgamation of things, like how the Brooklyn accent got there. It's a bunch of different cultures. It's Irish, it's Scottish. It was probably, I don't know what, French and redneck and probably a little African-American in there. A little bit of everything that brought together, the mixing pot. And we're getting away from that, ironically, because we're bringing in more people. So, you know, common courtesies like, where you at, baby? Some people hear that here and they get offended. You got to train these kids young. It's like, no, that's... Where you at, baby? That's men can say that to men, to women, vice versa, and stuff like that. It's just it's different than anywhere in the country. And if you want more information at 330 YATS, but it's YATZ because YATS was taken as apparently like for a Chinese restaurant or something. If you want to get your kids immersed in this, and we take the phones away where they have to actually talk to you and talk to each other, I tell you, whatever the accent is, kids need to be talking.
Well,
to
give
each
me a
other.
Give we me just, an example of what you would teach. Give me an example of just one little aspect of a lesson.
Well, I think it's just kids today, for instance, and it's overcoming a social anxiety. They're all more introverted, and they're stuck on their computers and phones. And you take the phone away, they can't hardly talk to each other. So the best part of being at a bar or eating crawfish, when your hands are full and a bunch of yats around, you might not say much. You say, hey, where you at, baby? How you doing? What about that thing that time, you know? And then where'd you move to? Well, I don't know. I got directions down there where the firehouse used to be, but I don't know, you know. And you're not much saying anything, but at least you're talking, you know. That's the whole beauty of New Orleans. People talk to each other in lines. Yeah. But I miss the fact that people starting to sound normal. No, just nobody asked where you went to high school. That's really important.
Well, Tony, I appreciate that. You know, I don't know that it really needs to be preserved, but I do know that there are people just like you who think that you know that this is part of our culture and it needs to be preserved. But you know, I don't think it makes us sound intelligent. It doesn't mean you're not intelligent if you got a real Yant accent, but. I was never a fan of it. You know, I had friends when I was growing up and becoming a teenager. We had friends on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And, you know, they had a Mississippi accent. And they wondered why I didn't have the New Orleans accent. And I didn't know why. I think I must have had a premonition early in my life that I was going to be in the media. Because I've also had other people tell me, well, where are you from? I mean, you don't have a New Orleans accent. I don't know what it was about me, but I noticed accents when I was young, and I purposely tried to not have an accent. And noticing these other accents that people had, I purposely tried to not have an accent. And, you know, I don't think I would not be nearly as successful as I am today if I had a Yatty accent. I don't even know if I would have made it at all if I would have had a Yeti accent. Let's go to St. Rose. Hey, Tammy, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. It's really good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while,
Excuse
Tammy.
Excuse me, my allergies. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to see if you could guess my accent.
Okay, well, right now,
Give me a sentence.
I don't hear anything distinctive.
Okay.
Okay.
The rain in Spain, was that how that go? Okay, so, you know what I like to call my accent?
What?
Slightly plump, intelligent, enthusiastic, middle-aged blonde.
I love that. I love that.
That's my accent, and I love speaking with people. And I love listening to people. And whenever we, you know, I really enjoyed your last caller because we need to use our voices.
Yes, we do.
We need to use our voices.
Yeah, we need to talk more.
Wherever we are, we do need to have that eye contact, even on the phone. Yeah. You know? Let's not text each other from the next room.
Yeah, you have a really, really nice, I would say sensuous voice.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Laugh too.
I'm blushing.
Mm. Yeah. No, you do. You have a very sensuous voice. Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen me, but so, yeah, that's my accent.
Now I'm intrigued. Where have I seen you?
Outside of your apartment on the balcony. I was helping a patient as an occupational therapy assistant.
I remember now.
That's me.
I do remember. All right, Tammy. Well, listen, it's
still
great.
Still in St. Rose. It's not great going anywhere soon.
That's okay. It's great to talk to you, and thank you for helping people, and I appreciate the call.
All right, Scoot. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tammy. And not everybody gets to my balcony, you know. Not everybody gets there. Justin from Hammond, you're on WWL. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Good, good. Listen, I'm probably going to have to respectfully disagree with you on the yacht accent.
It's okay.
Because,
it's okay.
And I could be comparing apples to oranges on this segment. But if you honestly think about it, you know, the fact that we took down the historical statues in New Orleans to represent our history, and then on top of that, if you look at the Cajun French history, to where we actually beated all the generations who were originally Cajun French, to beat them to speak English. So in a way, for us to be, you know, kind of dwindling that yet accent away, we're kind of essentially repeating history in regards to what we did to the people of the Cajun French, you know. And I think we should preserve that yet accent, because even though the Brooklyn, New York, Chicago, they all sound the same, but if you go out of town and say, where are you from? Oh, I'm from New Orleans. Oh, okay. I understand that you're from New Orleans, even though you sound like me. Is that if that makes sense?
Well, I mean, Brooklyn and Chicago are totally different. I mean, there are a few. Boston is different from New York. New York is different from Boston. Mm-hmm. Chicago is different from all of them. But, you know, Minnesota, you know. Hey, guys, how you doing? How you guys doing? In Minnesota, yeah. We're from Minnesota. You know, that's different as well. So there are still a few areas that do have distinct accents, and we're one of those areas. But I wonder if the Yat accent doesn't make us seem just less cosmopolitan and therefore less likely to be part of progress.
So I'm gonna give you a prime example, Scoot, on that.
All right.
And it's a little bit. It might be a little bit different from what you're referring to, but back when I was much, much younger, I'd probably say on a level of 10 years ago, I used to be a huge, huge gym rat, and I work in IT. And as soon as I walk in the room, I get all kinds of looks, not in a way to where, like, you know, women look at me like I'm, you know, attractive or anything like that, but they look at me like, wait a minute, you're the IT guy. Why are you so jacked up to fix my computer? Like, why? And you know, they realize, you know, my level of intelligence to do what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, despite the way I looked, you know, they they started developing a pretty business clientele with me because they realized, you know, my level of intelligence didn't have to defy what I had looked like.
Justin, I think that's really interesting, and I understand that point, because there is a stereotypical view of the guy who's ripped, the average guy who's jacked up, and I would not think that that would be an IT expert.
Exactly, and you know, for somebody to listen to another person who has that yacht accent or whatever accent they have, they shouldn't defy what their level of intelligence is, because
no, you're right.
Because you know, you can sound exactly like a redneck all day all you want, but there's a reason why somebody had contacted you in regards to something like an AC issue, like how you advertise, with some AC places or Pipes R Us or GiveMeTheVIN.com, like how you advertise all the time. You know, just because you're talking to somebody and they sound like a redneck to you, that doesn't mean that their level of intelligence doesn't mean jack.
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, look at Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. Senator John Kennedy, I mean, that guy sounds like an idiot. And he is. No,
right.
I'm kidding. He's not an idiot, but I mean, he sounds like this. He sounds like just like he would be an idiot, like he would just be a totally backwoods Louisiana dude, but that guy's like really smart. I don't always agree with what he says, but he's a really smart guy.
Right.
So don't be fooled by that honky-tonk country accent. All right, I got to get to a break here, Justin. I enjoyed the conversation. So how much do you bench press?
I haven't bench press in a very, very long time. I've pretty much retired
at
the
your
gym
peak.
Rat
at your
life.
Peak. At your peak. At your peak, what was
but
it?
I would probably say, on a guesstimation, I'd still probably bench at least 200.
Damn, that's a lot of weight. Yeah, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. Look, I appreciate the call. All right,
point, I know we got to go to a break, but just recently, Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty just died at 79, right?
Yes.
And I remember when Duck Dynasty first came out, when people watched that family and heard how they talked, they thought they was these swamp dwellers, you know, bottoms, like these unintelligent people to laugh at. But when people started watching the show, they realized that these people with that accent they were very talented. They had a very smart business acumen.
Yeah.
They were good at what they did. And like they were capable of doing things that
contribute
to their Duck Dynasty Southern drawl, swampy accent, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's an interesting conversation. Should the yacht accent in New Orleans be preserved, or should it just disappear as it's disappearing with younger generations? I don't have a problem with it going away. I understand the charm of coming here and hearing a bunch of people talking like, you know, like they're from New Orleans, and you know, we're from New Orleans, and you know, we go make our groceries, and you know, how you doing, darling, and you know, where you at, and you know, who dat, and all that kind of, I mean, I get the charm of that, but I don't think it's in our best interest to forcibly preserve the yat accent. And I don't know if we can prevent it from going away. I think that is the result of mass communication, as I've said. All right. Rainy Thursday afternoon. When we come back, we got to talk about Ben Shapiro. He's talking about middle-aged Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lopez, who's 55. He's talking about these people masquerading as 17-year-olds. You know what Ben Shapiro looks like? He looks like he's stuck in the mud. I mean, he looks as much like an old fuddy-duddy as somebody can look. You think we should all look like Ben Shapiro? Should adults always act their age? I'm Scoot. We'll talk about that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
VWL. All right, since he started this conversation, I got to tell you that Ben Shapiro is conservative media, podcaster, YouTuber, looks very boring to me. Very boring. Now, how you look has nothing to do with your intelligence. I'm not suggesting that it does, but I'm just, since Ben Shapiro started the criticism of looks, I'm just going to tell you what I think of his looks. He looks very boring. He's got the short hair, and it's all, like, all perfect. I mean, no style to his hair whatsoever. None at all. No style. I mean, you can have short hair and style. This guy has no style whatsoever. And he wears typical traditional clothing. I mean, there's nothing that stands out about him. Why should we all look like that? He's an adult. He looks like an adult. He probably looks older than he really is. Coleman, look up very quickly. See how old Ben Shapiro is? Check that out. I don't know how old he is. I'm going to say 36. I'm not good at judging ages, which is why I don't work for the carnival. So anyway, Ben Shapiro is criticizing Taylor Swift, Theo Von, who is a YouTuber as well. He's talking about Jennifer Lopez being 55 years old, a grandma, acting like she's a kid. He says these middle-aged celebrities are masquerading as 17-year-olds. And he said, like, if you are of middle age, you should act like you are middle age. I don't mean you have to be a fuddy-duddy, what, like him? I don't mean you have to act like an adult. He said, you're not 17, you're not 21, you're trying desperately to gain attention. You see this with Katy Perry also, right? Katy Perry is also making a fool of herself, doing an international tour right now, being silly. And you see it in the lyrics of a Taylor Swift, also who pretends to be a lovelorn 16-year-old girl, when in fact Taylor Swift is currently 35 years old. Ben, So what? I posted a video about this yesterday on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. You can check it out. In fact, I think I'm gonna post a video about this on Substack too. Let me get to a few of your comments. I just think this is absurd. I mean, look, if somebody is an adult and they don't want to act their age, isn't that awesome? You know, if you're going to talk about people who are older and don't act their age, then let's talk about Mick Jagger. You want to criticize Mick Jagger? You want to criticize Rod Stewart? Steven Tyler? Do you want me to go on? I can go on about this. Look, I watched most of the American Music Awards the other night. And at 55 years old, J-Lo looks freaking awesome. I don't know why Ben Shapiro would criticize her for looking so good. I don't know why he would criticize her for acting the way she acts. Or Katy Perry or Taylor Swift. I mean, they're performers. I mean, I'm getting some comments on my Facebook page like, you know, do you have a mirror? Like, you know, I never look in the mirror. Do you have an age on Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, all right. Ironically enough, he is 41.
41, okay.
He was actually born, his birthday is 4 days after mine.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, we're not going to worry about celebrating it or anything. We'll celebrate your birthday, but I'm not going to celebrate Ben
Shapiro.
And just
out of curiosity, I wanted to see what his spouse looked like. Yeah, I'll say this.
What his what looks like?
His wife. His
wife?
Yeah. I'm just going to say they match. So he probably shouldn't.
Oh, Lord.
He probably shouldn't talk
about
how Taylor
Swift. Well, he's probably jealous that he doesn't have a Taylor Swift, a Katy Perry, or a Jennifer Lopez. He's probably jealous that he's stuck with this old, you know, boring woman.
Is it rude to say that Ben is slightly more attractive than his spouse?
Ooh, ouch. No man should be more attractive than the spouse. See, Ben Shapiro might be frustrated that he's not with a babe. And he's kind of lashing out. But let me get to some of these comments on Scoot on the Air Facebook. Here's one that says, this is from Steve. It says, what's with that hair? Trying to be weird or what? I don't need to explain my hair to anybody. Let's see. Here's another one from Mickey. I feel like someone's audience might be shrinking. Gotta say things to get people spun up, LOL. No, that is factually incorrect, Mickey. That is factually incorrect. We just talk about a lot of stuff on this show, and, you know, people seem to like it. Here is another comment. This is from Dee Dee. It says, Scoot, you have become my hero. Keep talking. Thank you, Dee Dee. I appreciate that. Here's another one from Dee Dee. Go get him, Scoot. Judge ye not. Here's one from Tommy, T-O-M-M-I-E. So it, I don't know. It might be a guy. Might be a woman. I act as myself, but sometimes my age and act doesn't correlate. You know, I mean, I get that. Look, you know, I'm not talking about seeing how many pencils you can stick up your nose or how many gummy bears you can stick up your nose. I'm not talking about seeing how many people you can fit in a damn car. I'm talking about style. And Ben Shapiro looks like the ultimate stick in the mud, if that's a cliche that's appropriate here. He looks very boring. Now, again, I'm not talking about his intellect or what he represents. He represents right-wing conservative ideology. Sometimes he makes sense, and there have been times that I have agreed with Ben Shapiro. But as long as he's taking the shot about these people who are, you know, not acting 17, maybe are acting 17, even though they're older, maybe Ben Shapiro is jealous because he doesn't have the ability to be young. Some people are just old and boring. And some people, even 41, can be old and boring. And some people, 41, can just be fun and have a blast. Rick Springfield is performing this weekend at the amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi. Rick Springfield, I think, is 75 years old. You think that dude should be acting his age? You know, when we were young, we thought 75 meant, oh my God, I'm 75 years old. I can't really do anything. And, you know, I can't do that. I can't do, you know, I'm just an old man. Now, what the hell? I mean, I think the greatest gift in life is not having to act your age. the greatest gift. I mean, when you're young, you're told to act your age, but there's a point when you get older when you should not act your age if you have the courage to not act your age. And not everybody has that courage. And I, for my entire life, I have worn what I wanted to wear. I have done what I wanted to do. I have worn my hair the way I want to wear my hair. And it's you know, it's always different. But, I mean, I follow that voice that I hear inside, that voice that nobody else hears. And everybody has that voice inside, but not everybody has the courage to follow that voice. Well, if you don't have the courage to follow that voice telling you who you really should be, then don't be jealous of people who hear that voice and follow that voice. Don't be jealous of the people that have the courage to be who they really are, even if it goes against some social norms. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, there's nothing wrong with being young. There's nothing wrong with, in fact, you know, when you get older, you act older, that's going to possibly lead to sickness and just a really boring, boring life. Or you can just have zest and you can kick ass all of your life. And if you're an Xer, millennial, or Zoomer, just remember one thing. You know, my generation, we grew up with the idea that youth was everything. Don't even fall for this idea that at a certain point you have to act a certain age. You act the way you want to act, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. But man, Ben Shapiro is just way off sides on this deal. All right, we'll be back on
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
WL. Man, I think back when I was young, and you know, I was such a nerd. I was such a nerd, such a nothing back then. That's the way I felt. And there was a point, I mean, I knew inside I was somebody, but I never want to go back. And maybe to some degree, I suffer from arrested development. And it wasn't until later in life that I discovered who I was. And I really started to listen to that voice inside of me. Have you seen Jon Bon Jovi recently? Have you seen how great he looks? You know, he let his hair go. I mean, it's short, but it's silver. It's gray. And he looks really great. Jon Bon Jovi's not acting his age. I mean, baby boomers in general, you know, we don't, as a generation, we're not acting our age. I know we're running late here. I just talked a little too long before, but got to get to a break before long. Let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
This text says, Ben Shapiro needs to stop worrying about Taylor Swift or about J-Lo and Sofia Vergara being in their 50s and looking 30 years old.
Yeah, I think he's jealous. I think he's jealous because, you know, he's such a conservative. He'll probably never get divorced. And I don't know. I can't speak for him. You know, maybe he feels stuck in a boring marriage and he's just jealous of people who are out having a good time because it doesn't look like Ben Shapiro knows how to have a good time. And so he's, you know, bashing other people who know how to have a good time and do something that he doesn't know how to do.
This text says, Ben Shapiro is a jealous POS tool.
Yeah, it's interesting that we're getting texts to that effect because I agree with that.
I'll leave you with this one. In an industry that times out women as soon as they reach the age 30, these women are showing longevity and perseverance. The male counterparts and critics have no idea what that means.
Damn right. No, it's true. I mean, you're going to criticize J-Lo for looking the way she looks and she's 55 years old? What do you want to act? You want her to act 55? And what does that even mean? I mean, 55 is like the new 35. No, it's like the new 25.
I have a theory. So Ben Shapiro is like really conservative. At least he you know, presents that. So maybe his quirk is that Taylor Swift acting young is inspiring young women to be more liberal because he may feel that, you know, that Taylor Swift is an inspiration to women. And if they like Taylor Swift, and she acts young and fun, then that might lead younger people to be more liberal than conservative.
But there's nothing wrong with being conservative or Republican and having fun. I mean, just because you align yourself with a political ideology doesn't mean that you're, you know, everything about you has to be boring. Anyway, take a look at Ben Shapiro. Anyway, look, go comment on the video that I posted. Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1971, Canadians band Five Man Electric Band. They had a great song. It entered the top 100, ended up going to number 5, but this is a real iconic song. I love this song. I love this message. Great song, Signs, Five Man Electric Band. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, happy birthday today to Melissa Etheridge. Melissa Etheridge is 64 years old today. Went to a Melissa Etheridge concert at the Orpheum Theater a few years back, and I got to tell you, man, there was nobody in the men's room. Long line at the ladies' room. Nobody in the men's room, which meant that I was one of the few guys there. A lot of interesting ladies, though. They love her. All right, coming up in the next hour, I want to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about some of the things that we've been talking about today, but also I want to talk about Smokey Robinson filing a $500 million defamation countersuit against his sexual assault accusers. Some women accuse men of sexual assault because they want money. They accuse famous men. And I think back on the case involving Kobe Bryant. That happened in Colorado. I was on the air in Denver when that happened, so I was very close to that case. We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on this Thursday afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.